This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
His reaction to game five. Will the Cavs prolong this series, give themselves a chance to win? We got plenty of calls on this. We're going to talk to you guys in just a moment here. But Kenny Atkinson spoke in pregame today and gave an update on Donovan, gave an update on this team heading into game five. Here's Coach.
He shot today. I mean, we didn't do much, right, and shoot around. So, listen, I just we know the situation we're in. I can't give you a definitive, right? It's never, because we always test before the game, and we always but my real hope and is that he plays. That's kind of all I can say.
And you've mentioned force a number of times throughout this series in the playoffs. You've mentioned physicality, pace.
Yeah.
What of those components do you think is the most important in thinking about force?
It's all of it, you know. It's all combined, and I could get on a piece of paper with a whiteboard and say, "Here's the definition of force. It's winning your spot. It's not necessarily that everybody thinks force is rebounding. It's you want to get to one spot, the other person wants to get to the other spot. Who wins that battle? And it can be both sides. It can be defensively or offensively, right? I have to be able to get to a spot on the floor to run our offense. We've done it, you know, probably two games, I'd say. I'd say it's, you know, 2-2 the force game. Unfortunately, we're down 3-1. We've kind of imposed our force. Obviously, last game it was extreme. They pushed us out of our spots in every sense. So we got to get back to kind of gaining our territory. Screening is force, both both ends. Can you get into the ball so you don't get screened? And then when they're in our ball handlers, can we screen them? So we call it arrive alone. So there's so many aspects of it. We talked about it. We discussed it. That's before we talk about, you know, we're going to play zone or you know, what plays you're going to run. That's going to be something everybody keeps an eye on tonight, who kind of wins that battle. I kind of think that's what, and as these series get later, that's what it really comes down to, who's the more aggressive team. So you've got to play smart, you know, obviously that's part of it, but it's going to be a force. Who can be more aggressive?
Kenny, 13 teams in NBA history have come back from a 3-1 series deficit and a best-of-7 to win it. What makes you believe that you guys can be 14?
I don't know. I just feel like if there's any group that can do this, we got obviously a resume, you know, in terms of what we've done this year. So we have the talent, we have the people, we have the character, we have the leadership, all those things. So I just put them into a blender and say we got a darn good chance. I'd say we... You know, we got, you know, two out of the next three at home. You know, but, you know, that that's positive. And obviously you got to get this one, you know, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's not easy. It's a, you know, it's a great test for our group, but, you know, I feel like if any group can do it, it's this group.
Given the situation that you're in, do you have a lineup change for tonight?
Do I have a lineup change for tonight? I mean, we'll see. We'll see rotations. We got to decide who's in, who's out. Do we want to shorten? Do we want to add? Could go both ways. I think we do have to look at some things. You know, maybe get some guys in that haven't been in. You know, so something to keep an eye on, Joe.
Kevin, how much do you think injuries have
an
influence this series?
I don't think because I almost want to stop that narrative because I don't think it's fair to anybody. It's not fair to you all like because it's and I just say we are, you know, we're built deep, right? So if you got two guys out, three guys out, kind of feel like we had the best 6 through 10 in the league, you know, we have all year. So like if you do have guys out or guys hobbled, you know, you still, that's part of it, it's part of this this deal. I think we have enough. I'm not going to use that as an excuse for being down 3-1.
When you say unfair, what do you mean by that?
How did I use unfair?
Unfair to us.
Yeah, I think it's like, oh, if they, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think once you go down that rabbit hole, I don't know. Obviously, you gotta say what you think. I just, even the Pacer, right? I have a great respect for them, right? Like, it's like, man, we have, I would say we pay 18, right? And you know, it's you know, there's a reason. For that, and there's a reason we have the record we have, and we've fought through injuries all year. So, just kind of gonna throw that one out from my perspective. So that's probably the better way to put it.
Within the context of you thoroughly and completely scouting your opponent, the Indiana Pacers,
yeah.
In these games, what have you learned about them?
I think their duration of their intensity, how long they can go. Because, I mean, we're watching it, right? They press full court. You know, it's almost like college. They press full court, and then they run consistently all game. It never stops. So press this way and then go. It's hard to do. I give them a ton of credit for that. I think it, you know, especially early, it put us on our heels. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to keep up, you know, consistently, right? We're doing it in periods. Right now, they're doing it for longer periods than us. And again, like I said, it's extreme ball pressure, and then it's their running habits are elite. And obviously, they got the skill level, right, with Ty and Nembhard and those guys and Pascal, you know, they have that too. So that would be my kind of evaluation of that.
Now, those are the pregame thoughts of Kenny Atkinson saying we have a darn good chance to make the comeback from 3-1, saying if there's any group that can do this, it's the Cavs, given their bona fides. And he also said that he doesn't believe the injuries are why the Cavs are down 3-1.
Yeah, and we'll see if he keeps that same tune if they end up losing tonight. What I thought was interesting was his insistence that this is the best 6 through 10 in the NBA, and I believe him. I think that's true. It's just we haven't seen it in the series, and that's probably the difference in the series right now.
Yeah, I saw a Pacers fan tweet it out because I was searching for Kenny quotes to make sure that I said them, because if I didn't write them down or whatever.
Yeah.
And a Pacers fan's like, hey, let's not forget Rick Carlisle has massively outcoached Kenny Atkinson in this series. And I was like, I don't think... Is that what you're taking away from this?
Yeah.
Like, for 2.5 games, Rick Carlisle was stymied by the zone defense that the Cavs ran out there. I don't think coaching is why the Cavs are down 3-1 either.
Nope, and it'll be something that we have to talk about. And I imagine tomorrow, if they do end up losing, we'll be doing a whole thing about everyone thinking just JB was going to be the difference maker into how this team would eventually move on. And clearly it was more than just a JB Bickerstaff fix.
Do you agree, by the way, that Kenny has at least given them a chance in these games?
Well, I mean, there's only so much you can do, right? Like, a lot of this comes down to execution. And so, like, if you're not executing, I don't think you can put that on Kenny. And in the same stretch, I mean, they executed very well in Game 3. The game the Cavs won, it came down to them hitting just a bunch of shots. So, like, it's tough. I don't want to rip on Kenny. It's not his fault. But also, I don't want to put too much at his feet or give him too much credit either.
So, the thing that I will say is I think he's been a little slower to adjustments. That's a philosophical thing. Like, how quick you make adjustments, that is not a, that's just my personal comfort level. But I do think he's done a good job kind of blowing the whistle, calling timeouts when it's clear his team is outpaced. Now, I want to hear from you guys what you feel. Let's go with LaVon in Cleveland. Can we cue him back up there in the studio? LaVon, welcome to the show. Hey,
what's going on? I'm going to give you the winning formula, how to win the game and win the series. And the coach is going to owe me some money for this. You take the ball to the hole, you get them in foul trouble. Do not shoot threes. Let them shoot threes. You get them in foul trouble. We know we can shoot threes. We take the 2 points, you take the ball to the hole, grind it, get their starting five in foul trouble, take the ball to the hole, and then you'll know when to shoot the threes. Take the ball to the hole, grind it out. Don't start off shooting threes. Take the ball to the hole. Everybody take the ball to the hole, get them in foul trouble, and we'll win the series. Yep.
LaVon? Oh, go ahead, buddy. Sorry.
That's the way to win it. That's the way to win it.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, we appreciate you.
I always got the winning formula for the Browns, too, if they listen. But, hey, go Cavs.
All right. Great stuff there. Let them know.
Okay.
I agree. Go Cavs. Okay. So it sounds like LaVon wants them to take the ball to the hole.
I think they have to get the ball to the hole. Yeah. Is what LaVon is.
Which I don't know if anybody's seen. It sure seems like they've tried to do that.
Yeah.
Like, there are times where I'm like, guys, just get the ball moving and start shooting threes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even the Miami series early on, they were peppering in the – before Miami bit and then gave them everything they wanted.
I think what LaVon is seeing is that, you know, in every game when you shoot 23% from three, it can be demoralizing to watch. But you're not going to beat the Pacers shooting 60% from three by keep going to the hole. Now, the difference here is that Darius – if he's a step slower, and he's one of the quickest players on any court typically, but if he's a step slower, he's not going to be able to go to the hole like you typically see. And then Donovan with this injury tonight, I'll be curious to see if he's a little bit more hesitant to go to the hole as well.
But I'll tell you, if they go to the hole tonight and they get the win, I think Kenny Atkinson is gonna owe LaVon some money there.
Yeah, what do you think LaVon charges?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
The open market for his advice. His consulting fee.
I don't think it's very much. I think he wants more credit than he does ducats.
Okay.
Liam in Twinsburg, welcome to the show. Should the Cavs take it to the hole tonight?
Hi, guys. Yeah, absolutely. I think they should take it to the hole. I really don't have too much to say, and I don't want to beat a dead horse, but we simply need to be tougher. This whole power of friendship thing is getting really old when we're not winning in the playoffs. We just need to punch them in the mouth because they've been punching us in the mouth. We haven't been responding. My biggest complaint is with Jared Allen. He should be our enforcer, and he's just absolutely getting bullied out there. I certainly feel as if we're the more talented team, but this reminds me of the Knicks series a couple of years ago where they just manhandled us even though we were more talented, and we lost that.
Liam, we appreciate you, buddy. Go Cavs.
Game 4 was one of the worst Jared Allen games I've ever seen.
It's okay. I think it's an oversimplification just to put it on Jarrett.
That's an oversimplification.
What I mean is I think it's both your bigs. I think Evan was a lot more assertive earlier in the series, and he looked lost. I mean, when he got the ball not necessarily on the block, but just above the block, he was not going to the hole with authority the way he was early in the series.
I agree with that. But the part that stuck out with me with Jarrett was the idea that I've never seen him turn the ball over the way that he did in Game 4, like consistently. And the turnovers in general for the Cavs. You had 14 turnovers before halftime.
And none of them are good turnovers. That's what, like, if they were turnovers that made sense, but it's like, all right, Jared gets the ball and throws it 10 feet over Evan's head.
Right, right. They kept doing that.
They're panic turnovers.
That's what was weird. How many games have we watched of Jared Allen? I've seen so much Jared Allen basketball, and I've never seen him look like he did in Game 4.
216-474-0092. We got plenty to get to, but we are inside the hour window of Game 5. Where's your confidence that the Cavs are going to extend this thing and get the win tonight? Want to hear from you guys. And in case we missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.